is the hour of St. Francis. Our story begins in the office of St. Elizabeth's Home for Unwed Mothers. Sister Pauline, director of the home, is walking to the door with Mrs. Louise Baker.
It was certainly kind of you to bring us all those lovely things, Mrs. Baker.
Oh, don't thank me, sister. It's like I said, that Molly Lewis collected them. She just asked me to drop them by because she was tied up, and, well, I didn't have anything to do this afternoon, so it was no trouble.
Well, since this is your first visit to the home and you're not in a hurry, let me show you around.
Oh, no. No, thank you, sister. Well, I'll tell you the honest truth. I'd rather not. Places like this depress me. I don't even like to think they exist.
Nobody does, but they are necessary, and we have to face the facts.
I just can't imagine what kind of a girl would deliberately... Well, you have to deal with them day after day. New ones coming in all the time. It's so sordid and ugly.
Yes, the thing itself is. But when it comes to the girls, there are so many things back of it. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but at those times... There's a picture of one particular girl that always comes to my mind. Her name was Margaret. Mrs. Baker, won't you sit down? I'd like to tell you about her. I think you'd understand more about the home and what we're trying to do.
Was Margaret one of these girls?
Yes, she was. She was an exceptionally pretty girl, and she knew it. She was a willful girl, impetuous, full of life. She lived on a farm, by the way, and she found it very dull. But also, she was very warm-hearted. She had a great capacity for affection. She couldn't get along with her stepmother. And when she was 17, things came to a head.
Father, why can't we move into town? What's the use of grubbing our lives away out here? It'd be so wonderful living in town. There's so much to see.
All you want is to be seen by boys.
Now, Laura, Margaret's only young. She's entitled to some good times.
That's right, Father, and I can't have them here. I want to see things and meet people. Can't we move into town, Father? Please.
Well, Margaret, I suppose it is dull for you here. Sometimes
Victor,
I...
Victor, if you just want a daughter in your house instead of a wife...
Don't listen to her, Father. She's trying...
Victor...
Oh, will both of you stop? I never have a moment's peace in this house.
Oh, you think you're clever, don't you?
I'll find some way to get out of this place.
You want to move into town so you can be with that Orsini boy, huh? Oh, don't try to look innocent. I know you've been sneaking off to see him.
What of it? He comes from the best family around here.
And what would a boy from the best family around here want with a girl like you? He's interested in a pretty face, but that's all.
It is not. He loves me, and I love him.
Oh, what do you know about love?
More than you ever will. All you know is how to be jealous.
Why, you sassy girl for nothing!
You slapped
him. Yes, and I should have done it a long time ago.
And you'll never touch me again. You hate me. You've always hated me. I'm leaving this house, and I'm never coming back.
Go on. Get out. See how far you'll get. Oh, someday you'll come crawling back.
That's why I just had to see you, Robert. I don't know what to do. I won't go back home.
All right, sweetheart. All right. I'll think of something.
Well, can't we get married now?
Well, there's nothing I'd like better if only my parents weren't so difficult. They'll come around before long to the idea of my marrying somebody I choose, but just now we can't let them know.
What am I going to do?
Oh, no, it isn't that bad. Wait, I just thought of something.
What?
Yes. Look, one of our maids left this week. Well, you're the new maid. I'll arrange it.
A maid?
Margaret, don't you love me?
Of course I do. You know that.
Well, show me. With a kiss. Oh, you're beautiful.
Oh, Robert, I love you. I love you.
Well, then trust me, sweetheart. With you as a maid, we'll be in the same house. We'll see each other every day. Think of all the times we can be together.
Oh, Robert, it'll be heaven. I'll do anything you say. Only love me, Robert. Love me.
Oh.
Now, Margaret, I told you, I have to have time to think.
That's what you've been saying, Robert, but with a baby coming, I can't stay here any longer.
No, you certainly can't. Well, there's only one way out, and we might as well take it. I have that hunting lodge in the mountains.
But
you can go there.
Now,
wait a minute, let me finish. You'll live like a queen. No more being a maid. You'll have servants of your own. Everything you want.
There's only one thing I want now.
What's that?
Robert, do I have to tell you? A child coming and me not married, everybody will know.
Now, Margaret, nobody could be more sorry about this than I am, but do you realize that my family could disown me? They put both of us out in the street.
Don't you love me anymore, Robert?
Come here. Kiss me. Now, can you ask me that?
Why do I love you so much? I prayed not to.
What?
I know it's wrong. It's wrong when I'm alone. I pray God to save me. When I was young, I prayed for love. I thought it was the only happiness. I never dreamed it could be such torment.
Is there torment in this?
I'll go anywhere. Do anything you say. All right, Robert. I'll go and stay at the lodge.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Yes, Theodore, what is it?
Ma'am, didn't Master Robert take the hound Hector when he went hunting this morning?
Well, yes, of course. The 3 years we've been at the lodge, he never goes hunting without that dog.
Mama, Hector just came back and Daddy's not with him.
Dog is acting very peculiar. I've got him outside here.
Well, let him in.
Yes, ma'am.
Hector?
Come on, Hector.
Here, Hector. What's the matter, boy? Theodore, he'd never leave Robert. Something must be the matter.
Yeah, I've never seen him act like this before.
He keeps pulling in my dress. I think he wants me to follow him. Hector, you want me to come with you, find Robert? Theodore, will you come with me? Paul, you stay here. Theodore?
Yeah?
Where's Hector gone? I've lost sight of him.
He went to that patch of brush to the left, ma'am. There he is.
Oh.
Follow me, ma'am. I'll break a path for you. Master Robert!
What? Theodore, what is it?
Master Robert. Dead. Stabbed in the back.
Stay, Paul. We couldn't stay. This is home here. This is our little house.
I like it. I want our own house. I want Theodore.
Hush, hush, dear.
I want a drink of water.
Father?
Margaret?
Robert's dead.
Yes, we heard about it.
Robert's dead and I've come back.
Victor, who is that? Oh, it's you.
Robert's dead, and I...
What are you doing here? You had your fling, and now that it's over, you come crawling home. I always said you would.
I couldn't stay in that house. I left everything. I couldn't keep any part of it.
You never worried before how you got it.
I knew it was wrong. I used to cry over it. I wanted to leave, but I couldn't. I loved Robert too much. I loved him more than God. And when he was dead, I stood by his body, and then I thought... Where is Robert now? Where is his soul? Is it lost? I knew I was to blame as much as he. So I'm going to spend the rest of my life making up for what I've done.
Do you expect anybody to believe that?
Now, Laura, she's had a terrible shock. Margaret, come in, my dear.
If that girl sets foot in this house, I leave.
Laura, I came to beg forgiveness.
Go back where you came from. What respectable person would have anything to do with you? You made your bed. Now lie in it.
Father... Father?
I'm sorry, Margaret.
Can I have a drink of water?
Paul, come on.
Mother, what place is this?
town, Paul. Cortona.
I'm tired. Where are we going?
Just a little way. God, where are we going? What can I do? God, help me.
What's the hurry, madam?
Pardon me?
Say, I like your looks. What's your name?
Let me pass, please.
Now, don't get me wrong. I just thought I could be of some small assistance. I never saw a lovely lady like you alone in this part of town before, so you must be lost. Are you meeting your husband someplace?
My husband's dead.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, the minute I laid eyes on you, I said to myself, now, here's a lady that needs cheering up. She's lonesome. Well, I'm lonesome, too. How about having dinner with me so we can talk?
No, thank you. Let me pass.
Now, we ought to get to know each other. If I like someone, I can do a lot for them. You, for instance. How are you going to take care of your little boy alone? You'll change your mind.
No.
When you do, you ask for me at the Bull and Bear Tavern. The name's Leo. Leo Amato. When things get bad, just ask for me.
Oh, come on. Hurry. Oh, God, not that. Help me.
Mother, what are the bells ringing for?
Prayers. Vespers. Evening prayers in the church.
All the people are going in. Is that where we're going?
Yes, Paul. Yes.
Why don't we go in, Mother? It's pretty inside.
No, I can't. I can't. Oh, God, please. No, not after what I've done. I'm afraid.
Why are you crying, Mother? Where are we going now?
God, where can I go?
Can I help you?
What?
You seem to be in trouble. Is there something I can do?
No.
I'm hungry. I want a drink of water.
Oh, you and your little boy both look so tired. Come home with me and rest and have something to eat.
No, I couldn't. You don't know me.
Oh, yes, I know you. You're Margaret from the Orsini place.
And you'd still let me in your house?
Well, yes.
Why?
Because whatever you've done, you belong to God, and you're indeed. That makes you belong to me, too. You were going into church when I saw you, so you haven't forgotten God.
Oh, never. I want to come back.
And you want to make up for the past?
Yes, but what can I ever do for him?
Don't worry. He'll tell you in his own time. He may even have great things for you to do.
So, Mrs. Baker, that's how it started. The rest of the story you'll find in the history books. How Margaret became a member of St. Francis of Assisi's Third Order. Like the kind woman who helped her. And how she spent her life taking care of the sick and the poor. She lived 700 years ago, but she is still remembered. She is St. Margaret of Cortona. In fact, her body is enshrined incorrupt over the altar of the church she once feared to enter.
Well, I've heard of St. Margaret of Cortona, but well, I just thought of her as a saint.
It was that one act of kindness that saved Margaret and produced all the good she did later. Just because one woman couldn't turn her away. When I'm working with the girls here at St. Elizabeth's maternity home, I always try to remember that.
Well, thank you, sister. And I'll remember, too.
This episode of The Art of St. Francis, entitled A Pearl of Great Price, was written for radio by D.J. Talley. The cast included Peggy Weber, Gigi Pearson, Howard Culver, Dick Beals, and Patrick McGeehan.